From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. Oil is now flowing unabated into the Gulf of Mexico as BP robots have removed a containment cap from the failed well. BP is moving ahead with an elaborate plan to upgrade its oil collecting system on the blown-out well. Under a best-case scenario, the company may be able to stop the flow of oil next week, NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Things will actually get worse before they can get better with this plan. Oil will flow unfettered at the top of the well for a number of days while BP works to install a new system for collecting it. BP can reduce that flow once it has installed a system that will draw oil out of the side of the blowout preventer, but the scene underwater is likely to look like an oil geyser for the next few days. Once the new system is in place, BP will use it to test the pressure of oil coming out of the well. The best possible news from that test would be that BP can simply shut the valves and stop oil from flowing. But it's also likely they won't be able to do that, so instead they'll attach more hoses to the well and bring the oil up to ships on the surface. Richard Harris, NPR News.
President Obama says the country must do more for veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. The administration will unveil new regulations Monday to make it easier for vets to get help.
They've been required to produce evidence proving that a specific event caused their PTSD. And that practice has kept the vast majority of those with PTSD who served in non-combat roles, but who still waged war, from getting the care they need. Well, I don't think our troops on the battlefield should have to keep notes just in case they need to apply for a claim.
The president also says the country must do a better job of preventing and ending veteran homelessness. A Latino group has filed the first suit over potential enforcement practices in response to Arizona's new immigration law. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Mark Moran reports.
The enforcement guidelines for police warn officers not to use race or ethnicity as a factor in whether to question someone under the law. Police must have stopped a person while enforcing another law before they can even consider the immigration question. Police are told to look for people who are wearing several layers of clothing in a hot climate, those who are in an area where illegal immigrants are known to congregate, or whether a person speaks poor English. The groups that have filed the suit, including the League of United Latin American Citizens, say the rules are so vague and ill-defined that they will certainly lead to racial profiling and discrimination. The law is scheduled to go into effect July 29th, but there's a federal suit pending that could lead to an injunction. This is the seventh suit filed against the bill, but the first directed specifically at police training materials for enforcement. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
It has been 6 months since Haiti's devastating earthquake, and former President Bill Clinton says he's frustrated with the slow pace of recovery. He tells the Associated Press that only 10% of the international aid promised to the island country has been delivered. The U.S. has promised more than $1 billion, but to date has only sent $30 million. This is NPR. Governors from across the U.S. are in Boston this weekend as part of their annual summer meeting. The bipartisan group is finding common ground in urging Congress to pass jobs legislation that includes billions of dollars in aid to the states. Stepped-up Taliban attacks in Afghanistan today killed at least 5 U.S. troops and a dozen civilians. 2 of the U.S. troops killed died in separate roadside bombings in the south of the country. 23 Americans have been killed this month. Frenchman Sylvain Chavanel won the seventh stage of the Tour de France and recaptured the yellow jersey today, Eleanor Beardsley reports.
The tour announcer and fans went wild as Sylvain Chavanel took back the yellow jersey from Swiss rider Fabian Cancellara. Chavanel, who rides for Quickstep and also won the second stage of the tour, raised his fist in joy as he completed the 101-mile route from Tournus to Station des Rousses ski station. The brutal heat and 6 mid-grade climbs took their toll on riders. Cancellara, who was in first place until today, finished 23 minutes behind Chavanel. Meanwhile, Lance Armstrong moved up to 14th place and crossed the finish line with rival Alberto Contador near the front of the pack, about 2 minutes behind lead rider Chavanel. Armstrong's team Radio Shack is in 5th place out of the 22 teams riding in the tour. Tour favorite Alberto Contador is in 6th place. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Station des Rousses, France.
After weeks of competition, thousands of fans, a psychic octopus, and the buzz of the vuvuzela, the World Cup is now down to the final game. Tomorrow, the Netherlands faces Spain. Today, Germany captured 3rd place, beating Uruguay 3-2. I'm Jim Howard, NPR News in Washington.